As we've been told, today the church celebrates the solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe. This is the final Sunday of the church's liturgical year, and it closes in regal style. The key to understanding the meaning of this liturgical solemnity is the term king. In the gospel, Pilate and Jesus go back and forth about what it means to be king. Pilate can only think in secular, political terms, while Jesus consistently responds from a spiritual, theological perspective. Jesus has no aspirations to be a secular, political king. He was clear that his kingdom was not of this world. Pilate cannot imagine kingship in any other terms but political. So this spiritual concept goes completely over Pius's head. What's the point of calling Christ the King? After all, we gave up on kings a long time ago. In America, we fought a revolution to get rid of kings. It can seem to be an antiquated image for us. But did you know that the feast itself was instituted less than 100 years ago? Pope Pius XI formalized it in 1925. With the rise of secularism, nationalism, and global strife, Pius sought to remind us that Christ is the true sovereign of all. It's only in Christ that peace is possible. The contradiction here is that we call Christ our King, but he calls himself our servant. But isn't that what a good leader is? A servant? As servant and king, Jesus is constantly reaching out to help others. For example, he helps the woman who is bent double to stand up straight. He continued this in forgiving those who have sinned. He washes the feet of his friends to show them the example of love and humility. He bears witness to the truth that each person, every one of us, is created good by God, given the gift of human freedom, and called to love others in rich and strong relationships. His kingdom is a kingdom of service, in which the power of love must shine out. You know, Christ could have exerted his power over his people, but he submitted himself to their power, even if it meant letting them put him to death. Jesus did not come to overthrow Pilate or any other worldly king. He came to overthrow sin, and he's asking us to do the same thing. On this feast of Christ the King, we are prompted to ask ourselves if Jesus is really King in our hearts. Does he really rule our lives? Is he King for us just on Sunday? Or even if that much for some people, while we make up our own rules the rest of the week? The pressures of life sometimes lead us to walk away rather than to keep our mind and heart open to Jesus. But if we fail, God in his great mercy is always there ready to help us serve and love him better. On this feast of Christ the King, we are called to examine our hearts in the light of the attitude and actions of Christ. The invitation of the servant king is to become a person who serves and reaches out to others. When we examine our emotions, we may find some deeply hidden violent attitudes towards other peoples, or towards groups of people whom we don't like, or towards people of other religions or cultures. That's not what Christ is about. That's not what we should be about. We are called to discover the truth about ourselves and offer this to the healing grace of God. When we find these negative attitudes, then we can ask the Lord to show us His mercy. We can ask the Lord to heal our hearts and to take these negative attitudes out of our lives, because they are so far from what Christ wants of us. Advent, which begins next week, is a time of preparation for Christmas, when we can become better followers of Jesus Christ to serve His kingdom. We do this by eradicating anything in our lives that does not conform with Christ. As Christians, we are now Christ on this earth. How well are we doing this?